This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A man, a woman, a house, and a pitchfork. Four elements that make Grant Wood's American Gothic instantly recognizable. As part of the series Present at the Creation, NPR's Melissa Gray reports on the painting that launched 1,000 parodies.
Admit it. At one point, you, maybe with a friend, have stood stiffly in front of your house with a rake, a shovel, or some other yard implement, and tried to create your own version of American Gothic. You haven't been alone. The painting's straight-laced couple has hawked beer and promoted tourism. Their pose has been adopted by Miss Piggy and Kermit, Ava and Eddie Albert, Ken and Barbie, Ron and Nancy, Hillary and Bill. The list goes on. American Gothic has been used to poke fun at so many people that it's easy to overlook its intended message.
I think what strikes you from the beginning is that you're with one of the most exciting couples in the history of art.
Exciting? They look like uptight in-laws. But curator Daniel Schulman of the Art Institute of Chicago says there's a lot to interpret in this 72-year-old canvas.
They look dour, sour, and foursquare, and you just never run out of this encyclopedia of detail.
And here are just a few you may have missed. The man's three-pronged pitchfork is echoed by the lines in his stoic face, in the stitched seams of his overalls, and in the faint green stripes of his button-down shirt. Schulman points out that the man's somber black jacket makes him look as tightly constructed as the house in the background. The pattern on the shade that's pulled down behind the Gothic window looks like a pattern in the woman's clothing. Here, you can draw your own conclusions.
The rickrack around the apron, circles of white with little dots inside, little polka-dotted things, you know, symbols for breasts, a lot of maternal attributes, which are marvelously countered by her kind of sour puss.
These little touches exist, says Schulman, because Grant Wood was branching out from his former style of work. This is the sound of what Grant Wood found exciting. Fields of corn waving in the wind. He made dozens of paintings and prints showing the sensuous landscape surrounding his home in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Wood was a mostly self-taught artist who was devoted to his home state after several trips to Europe failed to convert him into a modernist painter. He taught junior high school and established himself as the town artist, depicting ordinary Midwestern scenes in sharp, meticulous detail.
Just kind of close the door behind you.
Wood lived a bachelor's life above the carriage house of a funeral parlor. Terry Pitts, director of the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art, says the natural light in the apartment made it the perfect place to work.
There are several photographs of him working on his easel right over here. And there's a secret closet, so to speak, where he stored the paintings.
Grant Wood did a lot of commissions, including the enormous stained glass window at the Veterans Memorial Building downtown. He traveled to Munich, Germany to oversee the window's construction, but what really caught his eye were the Flemish paintings in that city's museums, their simplicity and straightforward expressions. Within a year, Wood had used this style for his painting, Woman with Plants.
It is the portrait of his mother, and it looks exactly like a 16th century High Renaissance or Northern Renaissance portrait of a famous person in their own landscape holding their attribute. And in her case, the attribute was a plant.
Grant Wood then set out to find more people and more places to paint. The house that inspired American Gothic is still standing today in Eldon, Iowa, 2 hours southeast of Cedar Rapids. It has the pristine look of a place of historic significance, but there's a slight bare patch in the front lawn, that perfect spot for the irresistible snapshot. And inside is an ample supply of props.
We have the antique pitchforks, the pinafore with the black blouse with the cameo, two sets of bibs, and then of course if they want to get really picturesque, Uncle Sam's hat and the straw hats that most of the farmers wear.
Bruce Thayer is Eldon's postmaster and current tenant of the American Gothic House. A variety of folks have knocked on his front door over the years. Japanese tourists, couples wanting photos for their wedding invitations, and...
We have had twice people that had their picture taken with the pitchfork au naturel. We let them do whatever they want. Iowa people are pretty broad-minded.
Thayer says the house was built at the turn of the 19th century, probably by Dutch settlers. It wasn't a farmhouse either, but at the time Wood saw it, in the summer of 1930, there were plenty of cows around. Eldon was a stop on the Rock Island Railroad, a place where farmers delivered live cattle for transport to Chicago's slaughterhouses.
He was riding around town, and he happened to spot this place, a very modest little house with a Gothic-style church window right across the street from the stockyards, and found the whole placement of the thing rather amusing. I've been told that supposedly the window came as a kit in the Sears Roebuck catalog.
Wood was tickled by the idea of American Gothic people living in an American Gothic house. He made a quick sketch, then returned to his studio. He used his sister Nan as a model, but he smoothed her crimped blonde hair and removed her flapper-style makeup. He elongated her round face and stretched her neck to play off the strong vertical lines of that Gothic window. He didn't have to do much to his other model, Dr. B.H. McKeeby, except replace the old man's dentist drill with a pitchfork. A few months later, at the Art Institute of Chicago, Wood's painting wins a $300 prize, and it's purchased for the museum's collection. Wood is floored. The painting is popular. Art critics are confused. Some see American Gothic as a quaint depiction of Iowans. Others detect an insulting satire of rural people.
He always shied away from accepting that claim that he was satirizing the Midwest because he had to live here.
Mel Andringa is a Cedar Rapids artist and creator of a one-man show about Grant Wood. He says Wood was purposely ambiguous about American Gothic's meaning, often saying it was just a visual pun. He wasn't clear on the couple's relationship either, sometimes writing that they were husband and wife, sometimes implying that they were father and daughter. Andringa says it was partly to spare his sister's feelings.
Because he didn't want her to think that he thought she looked as old as his dentist, but it gives a little twist to the picture if you think of those jokes about the farmer's daughter protecting her virginity with a pitchfork. It gives a little new turn to that Gothic turn as well.
Andringa says fame was a mixed blessing for Wood. In the 1930s, Americans were looking inward, extolling the virtues of self-reliance and hard work as they tried to pull out of the Great Depression. Wood's paintings, being infused with themes about the common folk, were in high demand, and so was he. It was hard finding time to paint. But the rise of fascism in Europe, along with the Nazis' brutal form of nationalism, put a different spin on the idea of folk. By the time he died of cancer in 1942, Wood's style was out of favor, and demand for his work was in decline. But 20 years later, American Gothic made a comeback.
I think Madison Avenue made this painting what it is today, as well as Grant Wood.
Curator Daniel Schulman says advertisers were copying pop art and its use of familiar images to convey a variety of messages. That's why there's so many parodies of the painting today. But he also thinks this use may be reaching an end.
I noticed that our public is much more interested in Edward Hopper's Nighthawks. People do know those film noir insomniacs that are sitting in that cafe. American Gothic is kind of fading away. They're not characters that people are familiar with anymore. So we'll see if this maintains its strength as an icon.
The tight-lipped Midwestern couple could have a future in the nation's pockets, however. They're one of five proposed designs for the Iowa State Quarter, which should go into circulation by 2005. Melissa Gray, NPR News.
Pictures of Grant Wood's paintings and a photo of his sister Nan are at npr.org.